Just feel that beat and sing it.
This is the Big Drive Home Podcast with Chris and Scott. Here's some of our favourite moments of the week.
It's been reported, this is our top three story today. We're looking for song suggestions on this story. It's been reported that the Queen has her own private cash machine in Buckingham Palace. It's one of the most photographed tourist destinations in the country, the palace. But despite the very famous exterior, the Queen's house is rarely seen from the inside for obvious reasons.
Yeah.
She's like the Queen.
She's the Queen.
Visitors to the palace surely find themselves doing a double take if they ever catch the cash machine in the glimpse of their eye. You would be like, is that a cash machine?
Yeah, but can you imagine being in there? Your name's Darren, right? Your name's Darren. You're walking around with Lisa and a couple of the kids, and you go, actually, need ice creams afterwards. I'll just go to that cash machine.
You'd be
stopped, I think. I don't think you're allowed to use the cash machine.
Why not?
Well, it's the Queen's cash machine, isn't it?
Yeah, but surely...
It's got her face on it.
Everybody can use it.
I don't think so, mate.
So if Charles comes around, he can't use it.
I think Charles.
He's not Darren and Lisa, though, is he?
No,
Charles?
Darren and Lisa walking around with Katie and Perry, they can't do it.
Not even Perry.
Visitors to the palace surely find themselves doing that double take because it's been reported in a documentary called Secrets of the Royal Palaces that she keeps the ATM with cash stash in there all the time. In Buckingham Palace. I wonder if they've got they should have little shops. You know when you go on like a boat or a cruise and they've got shops built into the cruise ship? She should have like a little co-op or something. She's just pop me down a co-op, won't be long.
Queen's Londis.
Or, have you got any cash? I've got a cash machine on the way.
Or,
and then she goes into the co-op and says, cash machine doesn't work, can I get some cash back, please? That'd be perfect.
Do you know what she should do, really? I don't think she should have to carry cash. I think she should just walk into like the co-op and just turn her face to the side and go... Do you recognise that?
It's me.
I'll have a Mars bar, please.
The only thing is, most of the pictures are from her when she was quite a little bit younger than she is now.
Well, just like, sort of like, go, you know, make yourself look a bit younger.
I really like the story. It's a good story. And thank you for all your song suggestions.
Chris and Scott's top three.
And number three on the suggestions, we went with...
Obviously.
Just because. Money, money, money. At number two...
Does it when she likes.
Yeah.
She's got paid.
She's like, off to the co-op, down to the cash machine. I've just got paid. But at number one.
Chris and Scott's top three.
It has to be this. Cash machine from Hard-Fi.
Of course.
There couldn't be any other suggestion. And thank you for all the suggestions on this as well. The original Ben, John in Pennsylvania, Jason in Wickford, and also Grant. Thank you very much for all your suggestions. Come
home with me. Right about now.
The Big Drive Home.
Woo! Let's get into it.
With Chris and Scott.
Let's go. Come home
with me. This is Radio Essex.
Phil Collins and In the Air Tonight, our top three number one story. And what a great suggestion that was. Thank you very much for anyone that suggested that, which was quite a few of you. So, definitely the winning tune on the top three. We'll do another one tomorrow, 16 minutes after four. Hope you're doing okay. Chris and Scott, the Big Drive Home. Tom, you were just asking, Tom's our producer Tom, which is the more iconic drum bit? Is it that one or EastEnders?
Yeah, because as Max said, I think that pretty much everyone that was listening did the drums.
Yeah, we did it in the studio. That. Rebecca
Who
did
doesn't
it.
Do it?
I mean, we all did it.
Yeah, I mean, I did it and I went to the toilet and I still did it. I mean, literally, I don't think my answer would be it's that because, I mean, I went to see him live years ago in Manchester and... That part, you're just waiting and waiting and waiting for it.
Of course.
And what he done, which was genius, was he was walking around the stage, like, all like haunted and like and really cool, singing it. And then all of a sudden, the drum kit come up out of the floor with the sticks there.
Yeah.
And then he just sat down. It was a like iconic moment. It was
Let's
so cool.
Let's answer your question, Tom, by doing this. When's it coming next bit, isn't it? I'll put the EastEnders one on there to see if you think it sounds as good. Here we go. I mean, it's similar. I couldn't really hear the EastEnders one. That's on that one. I can do this.
Can you?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I can set it to a different one, and then that way you'll be able to hear it.
In the mix.
I can do that better, I think. One more.
It's good. I think it's got to be Phil Collins.
Yeah, it's got to be.
It's got to be. I would
say. And also because of the advert for the chocolate bar as well, where they did that drum thing, the gorilla did.
Yeah,
it?
Yeah.
So it's become iconic.
I don't know. I think the EastEnders one has got a good case. Like, I think that one might be just as iconic, if not maybe even more so.
I mean, it's
so.
Very, very similar, isn't it?
Yeah, which one is it? Is it there? Here we go, one more.
Right, that one was first time lucky. That one was absolutely perfect.
I'm glad I found
you, you're the one. The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott.
There's no place I'd rather be.
On Radio Essex.
Uri Geller says England will win the Euros. He's come out now, as we're in the semis. I don't think he mentioned it before, but he's now saying because he can predict it, can't he?
Yeah, of course.
So he's saying now, we're pretty much for anyway, we will win the Euros, but only if he can give the Lionesses a pep talk. Sorry, hang on a minute. I didn't read this earlier. So Uri Geller says, England will win the Euros, and they're like, yeah, only if I can give you a pep talk.
Yep. So he wants to go and do...
He wants to be the manager.
Yeah, he's done him for the job.
He wants to do the whole thing.
Yeah. So the manager now is doing really well.
She's doing incredibly well.
Yeah, doing really well.
Better than Philip Neville did.
Yeah. Got them to the semis.
Yeah.
So absolutely smashing it out of the park.
But...
Stand away.
But hang on. She's experienced in football. Can she bend a spoon with her mind? And a little bit of... trickery. I mean, can she bend a spoon with her mind? She bend it like Uri Geller?
Bend it like Uri Geller. I was searching for that.
Yeah, I found it. Yeah, there it is.
Well done. I don't think so. I think she's probably got like the football knowledge and stuff.
Yeah, but
you know, like that. Yeah. You know, like when another person who's on the terraces.
Yeah.
And they make a decision wrong, whether it's a female coach or a male coach.
Yeah.
And they make a decision wrong. You go, oh, I could have done better. You should have brought on so-and-so.
I'm a Watford fan, yeah.
Yeah. Could have run on. Yeah. You do that a lot, right?
With four managers last year, I did that too.
In reality,
yeah,
you can't, because you can't do their job, because she's very good at her job.
Yeah, absolutely.
Gareth Southgate did his job.
So Uri Geller just needs to either say, yeah, I predict you're going to win, or, oh, I don't really know, because I can't tell the future.
Wasn't there an octopus doing this before?
Yeah, an octopus, but he didn't want to manage the team.
Which is fine.
Yeah.
Bring back the octopus.
Let me read the story because it's got interesting. The legendary spoonbender has a history of using his powers to tinker with major football tournaments. I don't remember that. He's not done us any... Have we
not
won Ranieri, anything since 1966?
Not Ranieri.
Yeah, no. He's not... Well, we've not done anything since 1966.
No.
So I can't remember the last time. At the Euro 96, he claims to have moved the ball... So Scotland's Gary McAllister. Yeah, no. He moved the ball with his head, with his mind.
Not with his head.
Not a header.
No.
Like with his mind. Just moved the ball. The ball was moving anyway because it had been kicked by another person's foot. But Gary McAllister missed a penalty because the ball was moved with Uri Geller's mind.
So if we go back now and
if you don't believe that, that's your issue.
Okay, so if we go back now and have a look at the footage.
You'll see the ball
moved
suddenly
before.
Move across the pitch for no reason at all.
Right, carry on.
Scotland's Gary McAllister missed a penalty because the ball was moved by the mind, and England won 2-0. And he's urged England coach Serena to let him meet the team and have a little chat. She hasn't said yes just yet.
No.
She probably will now, I'd imagine.
I'm just thinking about Gary McAllister sitting there now going, I knew it wasn't my ball. Damn you, Uri Geller.
How many hate letters did he get from Scotland fans last time he interfered with a football match?
I'm going to say 600,000.
600,000?
Yeah.
There's not... No. You do this every time.
Do you know
600,000.
Do you know how funny it is that I do that to you every time?
11,000.
No, I love it. I was going to go 20,000. I was like, that's not enough.
He said, I wish the coach would have the sense to it. He's insulting her to get what he wants. Clever mind games, that. I wish the coach would have the sense to invite me to inspire and give a positive attitude to the team. Is it a positive? If you're moving the ball with your mind, that's cheating. That's not a positive attitude, is it? It's cheating.
No, cheating. Do you know what he could do?
Go on.
He could, if she's in the bathroom, he could lock her in and just talk through the door.
Oh, well, good luck to the girls tonight. It's so exciting to watch England in a semi-final in the Euros, and the last Euros we got to the finals in the Mails, so hopefully we can do that again. But yeah, it's on tonight. Come on, you Lionesses. Come on,
follow the noise. The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott. This is Radio Essex.
England's Lionesses battling it out against Germany on Sunday in the Euro final at Wembley. The game comes after Germany defeated France 2-1 in the semis in Milton Keynes at the MK Dons Stadium, I believe.
I watched it last night.
Two goals from Alexandra Popp.
Yeah, do you know what, right? You've got Popp now, she's on six goals. So she's, yeah. And you've got Beth Mead. She's on six as well.
Yeah.
But if it goes to, if neither of them score and it goes to assists, Mead's got it. So
she'll get the golden boot for
the
tournament.
She'll get the golden boot, yeah. But I mean, they look so strong. Like, England looked really strong anyway. Germany looked, they'd just done enough to see off France. France ran out of options in the final third, really.
Oh, okay, Tom told me that earlier.
Yeah, watched it.
Yeah. That's what you said, wasn't it? Run out of options in the final third.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, that's what Tom said. No, honestly, I was really, really. I've seen you know, the women's football on and off, but you know, I've not watched it religiously all the way through. I'm not going to say that I've sat there and watched every match because I haven't. But the quality,
it's amazing.
You hear a lot of women and men going, oh, but you know, the quality's not there. They're wrong. It is. They are really, really good footballers. Like really good footballers. I was really impressed.
Very, very good athletes. I mean, I'm a Watford fan, so my level is slightly lower. And I think the women... I said to Harry, I said, this England team would knock Watford out of the park. You don't know, do you?
No.
They've done games like this before, though. They've done games. Do you remember when they got the old England squad back together with Matt Letizia and all that?
Yeah.
And they played the current England team, and I think they got slaughtered as well. The women's team came strong. I reckon Sunday it will be a hands-down England victory. I feel more confident than I did ahead of the men's Euro finals.
I don't know. Watching both games and analysing it, I don't think it's going to be as easy as you think. I think different styles. Like we'd have beat France. We'd have easily beat France because they didn't have any ideas. Germany are strong. They're physically very strong as well. I can't wait till Sunday. Yeah. I'm actually really looking forward to it.
It'd be good. If you're doing your fantasy football league as well, we'll give you details for how you can join our exclusive Chris and Scott League in just a second. Okay, yeah, so we have a fantasy football league. If you haven't done it yet, we'll send you a link. It's the premierleague.com one. Please don't feel you have to know anything about football. Tom is on your side if you don't know anything about football, and he's currently doing his team now. Any stars in your team at the moment?
Bruno.
Yeah. Mars. Bruno.
No, but that's why you've picked him, isn't it?
Because he's called Bruno. why wouldn't I pick him?
Okay, so we have a league. It's called the Chris and Scott FC. And if you want to join our fantasy Premier League.com league, you need to do this. This is different. It's a different way of communicating because we've got this on. I've got an email ready to send you with all the codes and everything. So what you need to do, just drop me an email at studio@radioessex.com. Is that right for this machine?
Yeah, that's right.
studio@radioessex.com. Just drop me an email, just put on the header Premier League or Fantasy League or whatever, and then send that through and I will reply with the codes and everything you need if you want to join the Chris and Scott League. So the email you need is studio@radioessex.com. Scott, you're doing your team today sometime?
I'm going to do it. Yeah, I'm going to do it in between song, in between links. Really,
my team's already in there.
Is it?
Yeah, you'll see it. It's called Gangsters Allardyce.
That is genius.
It's the best name.
I want to encourage you that if you know, it would be even funnier, because me and Chris think we know about football.
Yeah.
So if you're listening now and you're like, I'm not into football, even better, we want you.
Yeah.
Because we know Max's going to join. It's fine.
Yeah, but there would be people that have, you know, that are diehard fantasy football fans.
That are all, and you can be in as many leagues as you want.
Yeah, not
worried
about
that. If you're
not
interested in football, we want you.
Studio at radioessex.com. Drop us an email and we'll get you involved. The music's taking
me higher. The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott. Taking me higher. Radio Essex.
If you're making your way on your holidays, getting ready for the summer holidays, and I don't know if you're going, I mean, some people are heading down to Kent and going across to Dover and getting into France. And I mean, the thing is, with all the airports and all the ferries, I think that I will take time to de-stress when I'm actually on holiday. I'll get to a point where I'm like, right, I need 2 days to unwind from just getting here. Now I can start to unwind and relax.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, I'm not great stressed on holiday. The first 2 days, I'm normally a bit of a mess anyway.
Especially if you've gone really far, right?
Yeah.
So I was lucky enough to be able to go to Jamaica. And me and Kerry went, it was literally before kids.
Okay.
So it was before K.
Yeah.
I got to Jamaica and, you know, it was the next day and I was still a bit jet lagged, and talk about an overreaction. So I don't think I've ever told you this story, Chris, so now I'm telling you and the rest of Essex. So we're walking along, it's the evening, the sun's gone down a little bit, but it's still like sort of there, and this guy jumps out of the bushes, right, and he's got this pot of cream. Like, he's going, aloe vera, it's aloe vera, right? But he's going straight from the plant, right? And I'm like, no, mate, no, I don't want any. Just, I don't want, and he's trying to sell me this. And he's telling me everything about it. Everything he's saying makes perfect sense. He's saying, it's the best, it's fresh, it's not, they've got all the other things in it. None of the unnatural ingredients. It's just real, straight from the plant, aloe vera. And he just opens the bottle. And he puts it on my arm, right? He just puts this aloe vera on my arm. Now, I'll tell you now, it's just aloe vera, right? But I don't know that, right? So my mind starts playing tricks with me. And I'm literally going, no, it burns! And Kerry's going, I'm sure you'll be fine. I literally run to the nearest pool, dunk my arm in. I'm going, no, Kerry, seriously. My eyes are watering. I think it's like poison, right? I don't know what's happening. I think like it's like acid or something. And the guy's going, it's just aloe vera. And I pull my arm out after a good like rinse and I go, no, Joe, it's absolutely fine. And then I bought the aloe vera. It's the best thing I ever had. It was amazing.
Because it's good for sunburn, isn't it?
It literally. So you know the stuff you get that's got aloe vera in it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's got like a really small dose of aloe vera. This is exactly what he said. Really nice man. Straight from the plant. It smells like beef jerky, though.
Like, good smell. It's got a nice fragrance as well.
So that's the only thing I would say about it. It's not great because there's... And I even learned how to make it. So you open the aloe vera plant and you scrape it straight from the plant and you put it into a bottle. It's incredible.
Who knew what you would learn today?
Exactly.
How to make aloe vera with Scott.
Do you know what you do? You open the leaf and like split it in the middle and you basically drag out all of the whatever the stuff is.
Put it in a bottle and then attack somebody with it as they're walking past Jamaica.
Don't do that.
Sounds like a plan.
This is Chris and Scott on Radio Essex.
We were just having a chat in the studio about things that annoy us about housework and how we can cheat at housework and housework cheats. I've noticed, I'm not naming any names in my house, you know who you are. When I open the bin, right, which is in a cupboard, it's a cupboard and it's got a bin in it, right?
Yeah.
They must like, occasionally you can push it down a little bit so it gives you a little bit more bin room.
Yeah.
There comes a point where that isn't an option anymore. When the bag's pretty much split, disintegrated into the bucket bit where the bin lives, that you can't push it down any further. And what happens is when I open the bin, I reckon they got a secret camera filming me. And I open the bin, everything pop, milk bottles and everything. It's like the opposite of Jenga. It's like Jenga in reverse.
Yeah.
There's all this stuff flying up everywhere. And I'm like, how on earth, how did the door even shut? And then I always do the bin. I'm the only person that I reckon I am the only person.
No, right, listen, you are And I am, basically, because it's a blue job, isn't it, right?
Well, why isn't it never a kid's job?
Well, it should be. No. But it's a blue job, which is why Kerry wouldn't do it. I do the bins, right?
Okay.
But, so I've got four kids.
Yeah.
Cost me a fortune, right? I love them and that. But, like, they annoy me a lot with the old bin. And the best one is... if they ever do, and it's not often, I mean, that's, you know, when I've had to stand at the bottom of the stairs going, just do the bin! And, like, scream at them, and they come down and do the bin. Do they put a bin bag in it?
No!
No. And then I'm at work doing this. And then I get home, and the bin's full. It's full with no bag in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you then tip it into a bag, and it all goes all over the kitchen floor.
Yeah.
Start again.
Yeah.
These are the things that annoy us. You got any housework cheats? Any tips for cheating at housework? Because squashing the bin down.
Yeah,
is
that
one.
was my main
producer,
one.
Producer Tom would have one. Is that yours as well?
That's like
but
my
you're
main
essentially
thing.
Like my son's. You are my son's age. my oldest son. So I'm assuming you do annoying things like. Where just answer the question without thinking.
Yeah.
Where do you think your shoes go?
On the floor.
Yeah, but where is there a place for them?
Next to the settee.
Where is it? Just wherever you
wherever
decide
I
to
take
flick.
My shoes off.
You don't take them off, do you? You flick them off, don't you?
Oh no, I don't flick them off, but I just take them off. Just
oh,
wherever.
Brennan just flicks them off like one or two
in different places.
Yeah, it's.
I'm going to admit to a little cheat that I do.
Go on,
and I'd admit to it because I've just called out the family for the bin bag for bin gate. Right, the only thing I would admit to doing is if I go in the morning like this morning, we've got double glazing people around. Hello, Kingfisher, you're doing an amazing job. I make them all a cup of tea. So there's like five cups lying around.
Yeah.
I need to put them in the dishwasher because I've got a bit of OCD. I can't go to work and there's five cups lying around. So I open the dishwasher. That's got stuff in it. It's all clean now.
You don't tell me.
So I just put the five cups in there, shut it, and just wash it all over again. Which is bad because it's not very water safe. Right. I agree with that.
No, you should be ashamed of yourself.
Yeah, I am a little bit now I've said it out loud.
No.
But then when I shut it and turn it on, I know that the dishwasher's now full and everything's clean and there's nothing lying around.
No. Right. See, I've got designated jobs that people are meant to do in the house. Kevin's meant to unload the dishwasher, Brennan's meant to fill it, or the other way around. I never remember.
So they just leave it in the sink?
Do you know why I don't remember?
Why? Because they don't
Because I do it.
Yeah.
Because they don't do it at all. And I do that thing we've mentioned on the radio before, you know, the very loud putting away.
Oh, yes.
The crash, bang, wallop, smash. Yeah. I have got a little cheat, though.
Yeah, go on.
I've got a little cheat. It's a bag for life. Everyone thinks it's just for shopping. It's not. It's for tidying. If I don't want to shout at people in my home, I'm trying to be a new me, don't shout at everyone all the time. So I've decided what I do now is I get everything that belongs to them and I put it in a bag for life. Pick it all up, put it in a bag for life, and I hide bag for life.
Okay. Right?
And then when they want their stuff, I go, it's in a bag for life somewhere. Find it. No, well, yeah, it's funny. It's working. My anxiety levels have gone right down.
Wow.
Because now it's clean, right? So it's clean. I can't see it. It's in a bag for life, but it's out of my sight, out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah.
And it's gone.
You've turned it into a game.
Yeah, so much better.
I bet they love it, don't they? I bet they're like, yay, it's bag for life
bag
game.
For life, yeah.
The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott. This is Radio Essex.
Thank you for having us on. If you have discovered us recently, but you know some of your friends haven't discovered us, a little bit selfish, if you ask me, that you're keeping it all to yourself. I think it's a little bit... I'd share it.
Yeah, like, you know, we can make the group bigger.
Because I know there's people out there who's gone, I'm not telling anyone. I found this. This is my radio station. Chris and Scott live in my car. That's what you're saying.
Yeah.
But share it. We can live in other cars.
We can. Or have a home.
We can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you're on the 127 now, the A30, wherever you are in Essex now, look around you. We could be in other people's cars. It's not exclusive, I'm afraid. You know, I didn't want to have this conversation.
Can't believe you just said it.
We're seeing other cars. We are seeing other cars.
I can't believe you've just said it. They might turn off now. They might turn off.
We've been seeing other people.
Put your windows down. If if they're listening, give them a little wave. Give them a little wave and go, Christian Scott.
Can you tell if somebody, while we're having this conversation, if you're in a car now, there's not a chance that you're not looking around at other cars now, right? Because I think it would be impossible. If you're obviously if you're driving down a motorway, don't do that. But if you're on traffic lights and you're sat in a group of cars in a traffic jam somewhere, there's no way you're not now looking left and right. Oh, are they listening? Who's listening?
If you're in Chelmsford, just looking at the other car next to you, saying,
Are you listening to?
Yeah. Yeah. Why don't you just give each other like a little thumbs
nod.
Up?
A little nod
of recognition.
All right, Chris and Scott fan. Oh, nod.
But if they're listening to someone else.
That'd be asleep. Not asleep. That'd be silly.
not while they're driving, surely. Maybe put your window down and go, wrong station, mate.
Yeah.
Chris and Scott, big drive home. It's hilarious.
If you can hear it coming out the car, where's the party at? Pink or whatever. Ooh, baby, I love you. Again, you can go, all right, I kind of know what they're doing there. Which is fine. Everyone's entitled to
They won't whatever. Be belly laughing. No,
they've got the feel good turned right up. But
wow.
I was helping them out. That's their strap line. I'm being nice. But if you're looking at somebody now and they're laughing, oh, look at all the fun they're having.
Yeah.
I want to join that party.
Yeah, that's what you want.
I don't want the big mountain party.
No,
I want that
there
party.
Ain't no party like a Chris and Scott party.
That's what they say.
The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott. Radio Essex.
Radio Essex on the Big Drive Home. It's Chris and Scott, 4:30 on Monday afternoon. Producer Tom with us as well. Tom, explain to me what a blind date is.
What I used to think it was, or what I
what
think
you thought
it, is
it
now.
Was when we asked you before.
So I used to think that it was where you get blindfolded and you essentially walk into a place, you sit down and everything gets brought over to you, like dinner, and you have to eat it and you don't know what it is, and then you don't know what the other person looks like, and it's just you don't see anything.
So you're getting to know them as a personality rather than what they look like.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. You thought that a blind date meant that both people couldn't see because they had a blindfold on, and they spent the whole date and then went home before they see each other. Was that in your head or?
Yeah. Well, why would they have seen each other on the date? It's a blind date.
So, but what if they took the date further and went back to when are we allowed to take the, is it at the last moment? Is it
yes.
Ready? Go. Oh,
oh, you seem so nice. I'm gutted. No, Tom, a blind
date. There was a TV show that did that, though. Not Blind Date.
Oh.
There was a TV show where they did the dating
Dating in the Dark. It was called Dating in the Dark.
Yeah, because they did Married at First Sight, and then there was a Dating in the Dark one.
Yeah.
And it was similar to that.
They
were only allowed to talk to each other on the phone and email and stuff like that to build a connection up, which you do, but that happens.
Yeah.
And then they got together, and then they were allowed to look at each other when they first got together, weren't they? When they were first... it's the summer holidays when they there's children when they were first getting to know each other. That's when they first got to look at each other. Yeah,
I mean, it's essentially what's that program where they turn around? When they turn around, The Voice.
Yeah,
it's all the same. It's all the same. You don't get to see the singer, but no, a blind date, Tom, is someone has said, oh, my friend Darren.
Yeah.
Wants to go on a date.
So this happened to me when I was...
Darren and Sharon.
This happened to me before. This was BK before Karen.
This is BK, I like
BK, yeah. That's why I say it's BK.
Yeah.
Like BC, BK before Karen. It's probably about 4 years BK.
Yeah, yeah.
And exactly the same. My mate Jason I worked with, he went, oh, you know, my Mrs. Tracy, she's got a friend. I thought, all right. So we should go out. I was like, okay. So we went to watch a movie at the cinema, and it was Fatal Attraction.
Do you have a blindfold?
Yeah.
No, I wish I had a blindfold. I really wish I had a blindfold on. It literally...
It's not the right...
It scared the life out of me.
It's not the right It's not the right film to watch.
It wasn't the right film to watch. It wasn't the right film. I was very scared. One, why are we here? Why has this been suggested? Who thought this was a good idea? But it worked out all right. We're not together now, but we made Kirsty. So I got a daughter out of it. So it wasn't a bad film.
That was your blind date?
It was Kirsty's mum, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so we were together for quite a few years, had a kid, still got on well. But yeah, it just, on the first date bit, I was like, I'm not sure about this.
I don't think I could do it.
No, I would never do it again.
No, it's not for me that.
What about you?
Have
you got any blind date stories? Because they're always quite funny, actually. There's normally quite funny blind dates. Or any date stories, but a blind date, maybe you didn't do a second date. Maybe you were like, I'll see this one out, but I'm probably going to run.
Or, yeah, no, I mean, what I would like, which, you know, I'm not going to get, but like...
Ask, mate.
Horrific blind date story, or what's your worst date story? Like, you know, you're there... And they jump out, not jump out the window, because that would be bad. But when I say jump out the window.
How was your day last night? It was weird. He jumped out the window. I don't know why he did that.
Like, you know that like cliche one where like they escape out of the window in the bathroom, in the restaurant, and you're sitting there like a...
He went to the toilet half an hour ago.
I nearly just said the thing. I can't say. Do you know what I just said?
Yeah. Thank you very much for all your stories about blind dates. If you've been on a blind date and you've got a story for us, let us know. So, Kirsty, you went on a blind date, is that right?
Yes. So, we all worked at Southend Hospital, and my best friend and her partner's best friend sort of said for months, oh, we really want to set you up with somebody. And thought, oh, I'm not really sure if I sort of want to go for it. But in the end, did. We just went back on a friend date, just like the four of us.
Yeah.
And yeah, just hit it off, got on really well. And yeah, been together like 11 years now. And yeah, got married in February. So yeah, that's, it's amazing.
That's so incredible. But can you imagine if you had, like, you know, if you'd have resisted it for longer, your life would have gone on a completely different path. Like,
exactly.
You literally might never have met him.
I don't even know how I didn't see him around the hospital either. So, yeah, it's pretty amazing.
When they
so.
Set you up, do you think, did they know both of you then? Did they know that you two would, they knew that this would work?
Well, they were saying for ages, oh, we think you'd get really, like, you're getting really well with this guy. Like, we think, like, you'd be a good couple. So they both knew it, like, separately.
Yeah.
And thought, do you know what? I think you're going to really hit it off. So I'm so pleased that
they weren't wrong.
In the end. Yeah, I know.
And now you're married. Oh, congratulations. That's a beautiful story.
Thank you.
Lovely. Thank you. Nice talking to you.
Thanks so much. Bye.
Oh, like that. It's a good one.
Yeah, that's a success story on a blind date. Brilliant.
Hello to Terry, the taxi driver, on your blind date story. Long story short.
Can you read all of that?
Well, you can, because this is from Terry, not from me. But yeah, not ugliest sin he's written. Ate like a pig, bad manners all round. Needless to say, I never trusted my friend again to set me on a blind date. And they said she was a catch.
And in your eyes, wasn't.
Yeah. Caroline says, oh, no, we did, Caroline. Thank you very much. You got married. Kirsty, we spoke to in Hockley. Kirsty Hockley and Southend got married as well. And newsread Rebecca. What happened to you?
Once, just once, blind date, one, never again. He rocked up wearing a big orange curly wig, like the Scots do, you know, when they dress up when they go to Scotland. He thought it'd be really funny. He got out of his car. He was wearing this wig, which was four times the size of his head, and I never saw him again.
Why would he have done that?
Yeah. I mean, I appreciated the thought of ice breaking, not with a curly red-headed wig, no.
No.
Especially if you're like, you know, how will I know it's you?
Exactly.
Well, you all know.
Yeah.
You all definitely know.
It's time. The Big Drive Home Podcast.
We have to get out of here.
With Chris and Scott. Thanks for listening to Radio Essex.
Well, that's it. End communication.